KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. His meeting with Pope Francis went well, says President Biden, flashing a thumbs up as he headed for Air Force One to fly out of Italy. The G7 meetings with top democracies over. The president and the Pope agreed on a need for ceasefires in Ukraine and Gaza, says the White House. Reaction about the Supreme Court tossing out a Trump-era ban on bump stocks, enabling rifles to fire more bullets faster, from Vice President Kamala Harris in Atlanta.
What the court did today is really rolling back what otherwise is important progress to be made to prevent gun violence in America.
The owner of Central Texas Gun Works, who was the lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court case, Michael Cargill, says more guns mean less crime. Another blow for the people of Gaza fighting hunger and in the north even starvation. The U.S. military's floating pier built to get more aid in is shut down again. More bad weather. Forecasters say the worst of the monster storms that dumped up to 20 inches of rain in Florida is over. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punch Bowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working-class people, our institution can miss it.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fond du Lac County's largest employer will lay off hundreds of employees in July. Mercury Marine's long-term layoffs are due to softening consumer demand and high interest rates. 252 employees will be laid off effective July 26th. The University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh is closing the Fox Cities campus in Menasha by June of 2025. State Representative Lori Palmieri is an alumnus of the campus.
We know that UW-Oshkosh is an economic engine for the Fox Valley. And if it weren't for that system, I don't know that I would be alive today. It saved my life. And certainly I am here in this role because of that later education.
UWO Chancellor Andrew Levitt said it was a difficult but financially responsible decision to make in response to declining enrollment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddy Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Polk is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment we've all been waiting for. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid 70s. Saturday night, showers and storms possible, and the storm chances continue into Sunday. Partly sunny, warmer and more humid, a high in the upper 80s. currently at 75 degrees.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up on the show, Maggie's back in the saddle, and we talk about Biden's top 100. This week, we're talking about the environment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes, it is Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, TGIFBP. Thank God, it's, whoop, I did it backward. I did it again, didn't I?
This is the dyslexic version, Tim. It's all right.
I told you guys, it's like, you know, but thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday.
Yeah,
TGIBPF. Yeah, you know, TGIBPF. That's right, you know, and F your feelings, as we talk about so often on the show.
F with Friday. Your feelings, not F, oh. F with your feelings.
Oh, F with your feelings, don't, all right, well, man. Hey, look, I'm at a conference. You guys all know this. Yeah. So coming to you live from Minneapolis here tonight. And it's been a great 2 days just to be able to spend time with people. And Johnny, we're going to talk about this in the show tonight, but people who really value quality teaching, but they teach in colleges. And so that whole, and we said that concept of being proud and being a great teacher in college, that's kind of a funky thing, because a lot of professors, and so if you've been in any type of college, you probably have examples of this, of going, how did they get to become a teacher? My God, well, they got to become a teacher because they got a PhD after their name that said they know a lot of stuff. They didn't get a PhD after their name that said they know how to teach a lot of stuff, because a lot of them don't know how to teach a lot of stuff, and it's painfully present. But here in Minneapolis, there are history professors, communications professors, business professors, all meeting together here to talk about quality teaching in colleges and university classrooms. So it's been exciting, exciting, exciting. But Johnny, what a week, right?
Oh, man, it's been an awesome week. We're going to do a weekly recap, you know, Tim, because it is Friday. But also, man, I got so many questions for you about this conference that you're at. We're also excited to kind of just talk. We never really break it down. What's that connection between adult learning or even young adult learning or learning that happens after high school and how that's part of public ed, too? And so it'll be fun to kind of connect those dots tonight and then hear some of the stories of the great stuff. I know we've been texting about the cool stuff you're learning and the people you've met there in the Twin Cities, but I'm excited to talk about it tonight. But man, this week has been great. You know what though, before we jump into it, man, one of the highlights of the week, we did a live listening party with the folks at Minocqua Brewing Company, and I keep wanting to say party because it was a party.
It was a
rally for organizing people to the Democratic Party to, you know, sign up and register, but to have conversations about why voting is important, not only to, you know, build support for public education for all of the reasons that it's really important to be thinking about the direction that this country is headed, that the state of Wisconsin is headed, that all the states our listeners are in. You know, I think everyone knows this is really, it's always important to vote, but it couldn't be more important this year to vote both in the big election for the presidency, but also for all the small elections that really, I think Tim will get to, are going to make all the difference. So, but on that note, that episode this week on Wednesday, it was a doozy. It's from the Monaco Brewing Company, and Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Monaco Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Monaco Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Loving that progressive beer. Yeah, and what a great show live from the tap room. Again, just remind people, if you're in the Madison area up there around East High School, check out Monaco Brewing Tap Room. Get a beer, get a pop, get a soda, get a wine, get a coffee mug, and get some cool t-shirts. But Johnny, starting the week though, right, man? Yeah. I mean, we started off with tested. Education, testing education, a teacher's memoir. Kathy Greeley came in 40 years plus being a public school teacher in the Boston area. And man, in that book, she lays it out every moment of what has happened to her as a teacher. And, you know, we can give the highlights. And guess what? You know, 40 years ago when she started, as compared to when she stopped and retired now, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. And the biggest thing what Kathy would probably try to say is, using that title in that book, testing education, the frequency, the over the top, the constant, the relentless testing that now takes place, that takes the place of learning, that takes the place of being in a classroom, that takes the place of joy that we typically want to experience when we're in schools. That's the reality. So 40 years of that, loved that conversation, Johnny.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's always great to hear from teachers. Teachers, if you want to give us a call, you know, you can always join Busted Pencils live on the air. We can set up a time and maybe get you on as a guest. You know, give us a call though, 855-752-4842, or drop a comment if you're following on one of the social medias. That's always an option too. But Tim, yeah, to both have read Kathy's memoir, to have the recommendation to read it, right? You get recommended something to read by Dr. Nancy Carlson Page.
Exactly.
You got to read it. And I gave it a read. And I'll tell you what, I know a lot of the things she was talking about, but it was a refresher. It was great to hear about all the policy changes, all of the ways that a testing industry and a culture of testing just became, you know, so omnipresent in education. Hey, but right out the gate, Tim, before going any further, we got caller Steven from Green Bay. Steven, what's happening, man?
Hey, guys. TJF, W both. We made it another week.
Yeah, we did.
So with that being said, Dr. Tim, right off the bat, got me thinking on a Friday afternoon of all days, and he said something that was very profound to me. And that was, what exactly do college professors have that no one else has? And when you think of it, it's a piece of paper that says that you know a lot of stuff. But that doesn't mean you can teach a lot of stuff. And I just think, in general, we put a lot of emphasis on degrees and diplomas. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're smarter than someone else who did not get that same education. And I think sometimes as a society that we put maybe too much emphasis on degrees, not that they're not important, but I think that, you know, we can also train individuals to do certain tasks, and that doesn't require necessarily a four-year degree. And it also wouldn't put, you know, these people in college debt with, you know, financial loans and stuff. So, you know, when I think about that, I just think maybe, you know, 2024, almost 2025, maybe there needs to be a little bit of shift in the way we think of, you know, adult education, and maybe broaden it a little bit.
Steven, man, way to hit it out of the park right away on a Friday. I'm glad I got you thinking, though. You sound a little bit like you're uncomfortable because I made you think on a Friday. Hey, that's what Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny are doing here. You know, first thing, though, Steven, that you said right away is that piece of paper, what does that piece of paper guarantee? It's, you know, it's a good piece of paper that says somebody knows something. And they've proven that they've known it, that they've done schooling well, you know, and maybe even at its highest form, it's some evidence of some form of expertise, even in something. What we're really saying, and what's really awesome about this conference that I'm at, though, is that too often in colleges, particularly colleges and universities, that paper that verifies that you have a knowledge of so much information has absolutely no bearing on whether or not you're good at getting that information across to other people. In other words, are you good at teaching the history that you have a doctorate in? Are you good at teaching statistics with the statistics degree you have? And the answer has not been that big. But then, Stephen, you pivot that into saying, yeah, how do we start to potentially, and I'm going to see if this is where you're going, how do we start to maybe reimagine education, particularly for adult learners, that might not be degree oriented, Johnny, I think is what Stephen's saying. And so are we, you know, talking about this whole thing of going access to education, can education itself be qualified as a good education if it doesn't result with a piece of paper? I think that's what he's saying, Johnny. And I think you and I would say at this point right now, of course, but we do need to be better at allowing people to say that the education they got does mean something, though. And that's typically what that piece of paper does.
Yeah, and I hear a lot going on here, Tim, and especially want to send my appreciation out to Steven, listener, for calling in and sharing that, because really, I do think we have to think really radically different about, you know, pre-K, our preschool, all the way through adult learning, all the way through. When we think about public education, we really begin to imagine how are we supported as learners all the way into our career, and then through career changes, and then through all the ways we keep up with the new information that enhances our career path. So, you know, it's really about thinking like almost like a cradle, not quite to the grave, because I think at some point you get to opt out of you get to opt out of the formal aspect of public education, but we all know we are learners all the way until we're not on this planet anymore, right? And so that's sort of a thing to think about, is how do we really reimagine a whole public education system, one that is all the way well into our careers and through our career changes, because most of us know that we undergo a few career changes in our lives, and that's part of being a
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's just part of the gig. So I love that call from Steven. We got text from LA Tom saying Democrat Party instead of the Democratic Party. I like that, man, because you know what? The Democrats aren't always so democratic, especially with all the big money in politics. You know, even though it's officially called the Democratic Party, you know, come on. I love that, LA Tom. Like, let's have some sacredness kept for democracy, and hold Democrats accountable to that. Hey, Tim, more about this teaching in college when you get back, and we'll get back to the week. But let's hear from some sponsors.
Absolutely. I won't believe the lies that hide the truth. I won't sweat one more drop for you.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WISS.FM. Your news just for the Oshkosh area. I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Oh, man, especially on a Friday. How else would you want it? Anyway, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842 is the number. Educated educators talking education in the house. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. That would be TGIBPF. There it is, everybody. Got it right. Steven, thank you from Green Bay from giving us a call to start the show. Johnny, yeah, adult education. You know, we're going to talk more about that too, but we, you know, kind of going over the weekend and Kathy Greeley. Hey, Johnny, but what about Tuesday, man? When we reintroduce that partnership of there, yeah, you just put right there in the text for me. Sarah Caller Jones, Rethinking Schools, dude. I mean, there it is, Busted Pencils, Rethinking Schools. We had the partnership pre-pandemic, you know, where we were supporting each other, so brought it back. She's the new executive. Well, say the first executive director for Rethinking Schools. In other words, Rethinking Schools has totally created a full-time position to give to somebody with that importance. And we got to really talk about Sierra and the Rethinking Schools. And I know, Johnny, we were talking about, you know, I remember my first experience with Rethinking Schools. That was a big deal, how everybody said that. And mine was, I remember, you know, Rethinking Columbus and having those Rethinking Columbus lessons. And boy, where it's come from now, all that time. Well, you know, and again, a great Wisconsin product too. Born and bred in, yeah, Milwaukee.
Home-based Milwaukee. But I think, you know, it is echoing, you know, social justice education all around the country. I mean, it's grown so much in the years that it's been, you know, officially, I would say it's officially a partner of social justice educators everywhere. Mm-hmm. So having the partnership that we have with Rethinking Schools that, you know, you started years and years ago, but it, you know, rekindling that fire, having that formal space where, you know, each month, you know, people who contribute to the Rethinking Schools magazine will be guests on the show. You know, they release, every teacher who's familiar with the resources knows there's been like Rethinking Mathematics. You know, there's, you know, any kind of aspect of social justice education. There has been, you know, articles in the Rethinking Schools magazine, but there has always, almost always, and I say almost always because there's probably something they're missing and they're probably working on it as we talk, but then they come out with these books that are like, I mean, it's like having a set of encyclopedias just for teachers of lessons and different ways we can teach about not only current events, but history and justice and social education and climate change. I mean, all the resources that they have had for teachers over the years, phenomenal. Their PD, as I was talking about, amazing. So much PD is packaged and is about talking at teachers, maybe inspiring them or maybe introducing them to something new. But the Rethinking Schools workshops that I've been, as a teacher, able to participate in, you know, I felt not only taught me something I didn't know about, like a topic, but taught me how to teach it and not just talking at me, by having me participate in the lesson itself. And it's really great. So thinking back to all those great contributors, you know, Bill Bigelow, Bob Peterson, Linda Christensen, you know, who's our guy, Jesse Hagopian.
Wayne Au,
the great Dr. Denisa Jones, who came on, you know, when they were doing Black Lives Matter at School stuff and all the ways that Rethinking Schools, you know, covered those current topics, but in a way that helped us as teachers both learn and teach complex things in our classroom. So really great stuff. It was awesome to talk with Sierra about her experience as a dance teacher, right? Right. So we're not just talking about like math reading. You know, that's the testing education that Kathy was talking about on Monday. That's so much of the everyday common core curriculum. It's important. It's important. But also woven through that is how do we be critical educators? When I say critical, I don't just mean poking holes at things or, you know, pointing out what's going wrong. But really, I mean that from the stance of being, both negating and creating. So negating what is, but creating opportunity to imagine and experience what can be. So when we talk about things like how do we teach in anti-racist ways? How do we teach in inclusive ways that recognize diverse abilities? How do we recognize and value the importance of all people in our community, the LGBTQ youth, all, you know, Black Lives Mattering in school, all these things, you know, that's on the minds of many young people. That's on on the interests of many educators. I'd like it to be more, but I'll say many. But how to do that isn't always something we have access to. So rethinking schools being a stalwart resource for teachers out there. So to be able to have those monthly conversations and continue to kind of go through that with Sierra and friends, man, I am pumped. I'm excited. I was inspired. Appreciate that. And hopefully if you didn't get to hear it, you can loop back around and catch Tuesday's episode.
Well, and you know, too, Johnny, as you're talking about, what makes it so great is that those authors are teachers. They're writing about their experiences and bringing this content in front of their classroom, in front of their students, how it went, how they did it, how they pulled it off. When you say about their PD being some of the best professional development out there, well, think about it, right? It's coming from your peers who are out there doing that hard work. So the idea, I am so excited too, just to think about now every month we're going to have one of these critical educators coming on to talk about the stuff they're doing.
Well, and Tim, it's really great because it complements so much of the conversation we're having all the time, and so many, and it responds to so many of the questions our listeners come to us with. Because, I mean, like, really, Sierra came on, she taught a really wonderful example of what is the banking sort of philosophy of education and what is the difference between banking and critical pedagogy. You know, that's kind of a industry-specific word for good teaching, right? Critical pedagogy being, you know, present in the moment, but also pushing our comfort zones a little bit and what we know can be, right? And so really thinking about that, that was awesome to have her on. To think about how dance can be transformational. And Tim, I want to back up a little bit. You said, you know, rethinking schools, having them on and having these conversations and the examples that teachers have of bringing that work in front of their students. I'm going to refer back to Educators Amplify. We didn't get to have them on this week, special Wednesday episode, but teacher Joanna would remind us, you know, that it's not about two or four, but it's with our students. Right. And so critical pedagogy, or the kind of teaching that Sierra Caller Jones was on here talking about, and the kind of teaching that the people writing for Rethinking Schools and coming on our show are going to be talking about, is the for and with, right? So together with. So it's great to have someone back up. You said in front of, I'm going to say among, with.
Among, there you go. Yeah, you go. With. Well, I was thinking about that whole two and four, too. Do we need to say two, T-O, and four, F-O-R? I'm wondering how many listeners are out there going, two and four, what are they talking? Yeah, I know, right? It's those numbers. So we're talking about doing things to and doing things for, and you're saying the difference, T-O-F-O-R versus with.
That's
putting
right.
That with in there and realizing that using that shift, that word with, changes the dynamics of a classroom whole 180 degrees, right, Johnny? It just changes everything when you do things with people, when you do things together.
Yeah, so stay with us, and then we'll be back chopping it up more. Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils.
Your listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Jill Biden says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. The First Lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are campaigning for President Biden. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn called Donald Trump, quote, the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation. Dunn and others held a press conference in Madison yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's officially summer in less than a week, but things are really heating up, maybe as soon as Sunday. If you're in need of an air conditioner, portable units can be installed yourself, or you can hire someone to help you. Installers recommend that if you do it on your own, use your knees to lift, not your back. Also, make sure it's plugged into an outlet rated for the unit. In just 1 month, Wisconsin exceeded the average number of tornadoes in a year. Rebecca Rockhill with the American Red Cross says disaster volunteers are desperately needed in our area.
If we don't raise our number of volunteers, we are really going to have a hard time providing for the need.
The Red Cross has responded to almost 400 disasters in Wisconsin in 2024 so far. Rockhill says the season promises to be an active one. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Actor John Goodman says he is not as motivated to work as he was in his younger days. He told Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes on the Smartless podcast that he tried to overcome his recent lack of motivation by working too much and nearly caused himself to have a nervous breakdown. 71-year-old Goodman has been sober now for 16 years and recently lost 200 pounds, looking more like actor Aaron Eckhart. No booze since 2008 and no bad food for 200 pounds? How crabby is John Goodman right now? Andrew McCarthy hated the phrase Brat Pack. In his new documentary, he confronts the writer David Blum, who coined the phrase, finally putting to rest something no one has ever cared about except Andrew McCarthy. The Brat Packer insinuated Blum's article more or less branded his career. Blum admitted his condescending attitude toward the young actors was not very nice, but stands by it. Sources have not disclosed who McCarthy blames for his role in Weekend at Bernie's. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid 70s. Saturday night, showers and storms possible, and the storm chances continue into Sunday. Partly sunny, warmer and more humid, a high in the upper 80s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us all that and more
there
review
are
of the
so community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on the stuff there, Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now...
You're going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
days, dozens, or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months, and now
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-sling and drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff here, Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now...
You're going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
employees dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you 1,000 times in the show, and no one has believed me, but I'm apolitical. I don't look at things that way. I want to see what works and what doesn't, okay. What saves us money and what will help most people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who have already made it, who are wealthy, already have benefited from a system that we all have put into. They should pay back a little bit.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
gonna go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot-slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
I've told you a thousand times.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.